Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the radio, Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those coming up in your afternoon wrap-up straight ahead.
Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977.
The makers of Black Labels Inc. understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Labels Inc. uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Labels Inc. It's phosphate done better. Welcome back. Big price shifts quickly overcame the livestock complex today, while triple-digit gains seen in nearby live cattle futures pushed front-month February futures over $2.50 per hundredweight higher based on fundamental support. The lean hog futures complex, on the other hand, seeing triple-digit losses in all 17 contracts as traders quickly backed away from previous support that developed throughout the last month. Corn prices steady to higher in light trade today. The Dow Jones is 16 points higher, NASDAQ down 6 points. In live cattle, strong commercial support flooded back into the complex, with prices in front-month February contracts quickly surging to triple-digit gains. Cash cattle trade started to develop late today, with both the Fed cattle exchange trading and feedlot trade starting to develop as well. In feeder cattle, light gains held across the feeder cattle market, despite the aggressive underlying support seen in live cattle markets. This support from live cattle trade pushed prices back to the positive levels for the day, but the overall lack of strong longer-term buyer support, most traders remain cautious. Grain futures, though, a little higher today as well, with fresh export sales that helped to improve the tone. Meanwhile, corn prices benefited from slow but steady buying overnight to post modest gains, getting a little follow-through from Tuesday's reversal higher. March futures were able to hold their 200-day moving average yesterday, providing impetus for a little bargain hunting. And soybeans got a little buying this morning, reversing higher after lower trade in Asia earlier. March futures, though, broke its January-February trend line and 50-day moving average on Tuesday as well. Finally, wheat prices also attracted light buying today as a choppy overnight session headed down the home stretch. Soft trend winter wheat futures broke chart support Tuesday, but hard red winter wheat held as Minneapolis tried to avoid a test of its 100-day moving average. And that's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.